Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news. Welcome back to another edition of Capital Connection. Fridays during the noon report, we give you, the listener, direct connection to what's happening in Albany and Harrisburg with the experts on the issues at the state capitals. They are, as always, Jason McGuire with New Yorkers for Constitutional Freedoms and Michael Geer at the Pennsylvania Family Institute. Jason, let's begin with you. Here we are, the final weekend before Election Day. It's an off-year election, Tuesday, November 2nd. But there are several reasons why you should show up and vote, at least five proposals on the ballot, and you're urging our listeners to reject these initiatives. If you would, briefly explain why.
Yeah, we think the proposals 1, 3, and 4 really are dangerous for the integrity of the elections here in our state. It would essentially hand the Democratic supermajorities the right to redraw their lines, and it lowers security access at those ballot boxes. So we're concerned about those proposals. Farmers are concerned about Proposal 2, which really deals with the clean air and earth, but they think it's going to endanger some farmer things. So remember that in every election, there are no off-year elections, only bench bills. Elections.
Yeah, we're going to talk about marijuana on the ballot in just a bit. Jason explained that. But let's first go to Pennsylvania and the election there. Michael, the big race is that open seat on the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. That is getting a lot of attention. That race has turned really negative. Why is that one worth paying attention to?
Well, because the Pennsylvania Supreme Court has turned into a very progressive body that basically rubber stamps the policies that are coming forth from the governor, whether it's dealing with elections and what happened in 2020 or what happened in 2018 with them redrawing district lines, or when it comes to the mandates on things like masks and other things and the COVID shutdowns and rubber stamping what the governor wanted. So that seat is vitally important in the Pennsylvania Supreme Court. Plus, in the elections, we have, you know, school board and we have other judicial races that are all covered in our voters guide at PAFamilyVoter.com.
Yeah, and if anybody's watching what's happening in Virginia with the Loudoun County School Board, boy, I tell you what, there is a reason to get out and vote on Tuesday in Pennsylvania. Jason, the COVID shot for young kids could get green-lighted as soon as next week. We're talking 5 to 11-year-olds. There's a lot of concern that this may become mandatory in schools, and there's an effort as well to allow children, young children, to get the shot without parental consent. Do you think that we eventually are going to get there in New York?
Well, I think if legislators have their way, and if Governor Kathy Hochul does, I think the Democratic supermajorities do want to mandate those vaccines for children, you know, as young as those 5 years old, as is approved. So I think we're quickly heading that direction, and it demonstrates why parents have to be involved. They are the best advocates for their children.
Yeah. Education going to feature prominently in next week's Virginia's governor's race, Michael. And your group is once again promoting school choice. I'm not sure it's going to happen under this governor, Tom Wolf, but why is House Bill 1, let me see if I get this right, the Excellent Education for All Act, I hope I said that right, why is that so important?
What's important because parents are clamoring for choice in education. Kids need choice in education. That was highlighted so vividly during the COVID shutdowns when kids were simply not getting an education in many cases and subpar educations. Plus, we have failing schools in our cities and even in some rural communities as well. So this House Bill 1 is one that will expand the tax credit program and also help with increased charter schools and a variety of other ways to expand education in Pennsylvania.
Well, Jason, we maybe thought this was going to happen as soon as Governor Cuomo announced his resignation. Then all of a sudden, the leaders in the state Senate and Assembly would kind of move on, turn the page, nothing to see here kind of attitude. Why is the leadership in Albany so afraid to pursue these charges, these allegations, I should say, against Governor Cuomo?
Well, you know, I think there's 18 million reasons why they may not want to pursue that, and that's the dollars that Governor Andrew Cuomo has in his campaign account. He still could be a factor, and he is known to be vindictive and may take aim at certain legislators that are still putting sunlight on his activities. Yes. So I think that's the concern here.
Has that impeachment report been released yet?
No, we haven't seen that report. We were promised it in early October. It has not yet been released. And honestly, it's raising eyebrows in Albany among certain members that that report has still not been given to the public. We paid for it. We should see it.
Do you think we'll ever see it?
I think if pressure mounts, we will. It was nearly completed, as they say, so it is out there in some form, and pressure needs to be out there. That report should be released.
Well, Michael, you have an excellent article on your website today. We highly encourage all of our listeners to go there and read it. It talks about how gender benderism is ruining girls' sports. Do you think states like Pennsylvania need to take action like Texas did just this week to save girls' sports? Transgender lobbyists like to say this is a solution in search of a problem. What do you say?
It is not that at all. There is a real serious problem for girls' sports in Pennsylvania and across the country with the transgender ideology and what's coming. And basically, it's erasing the whole notion of females and female sports and female opportunities. You know, we have these cases in Pennsylvania that we have fought through our Independence Law Center. They're assisting in a case in the Hempfield School District in Lancaster County related to a boy who ran on the cross-country team in the fall and then the spring decided that he was a girl and was running on the track team and then cleaning up with all of the victories and also showing up in the girls' dressing room, though physically he was a male. So this is a problem in Pennsylvania, and State Representative Barb Lime has legislation in Harrisburg to try and address this issue.
Are you at all concerned, just frustrated, that women's rights groups haven't been more attuned to this?
Yeah, it's frustrating. There are some that have been. There's a group called the Women's Liberation Front that's very left-leaning in, on most issues, but very strongly in support of protecting girls' sports and protecting the privacy of women and girls in places like home, the shelter, and elsewhere.
Yeah. Jason, Towns and Villages, I know my community of Corning, New York, just had this hearing, but they're happening all over the state, and I understand they have till the end of the year to decide whether or not to opt in or opt out of recreational marijuana, which is coming soon to a community near you. How do you think most communities will react to this, or as the old saying goes, has the train already left the station?
Well, sadly, I think most communities are going to sleep through this rather than take a vote to not allow marijuana dispensaries in their local communities. And really, every community across the state should be rejecting this because the regulations have not been released, and they can only opt out before the end of the year. So local towns should be taking action now to say no, at least until they see those regulations.
Yeah, see how it's going in other communities before you decide to do this. That just makes sense. But I understand, Jason, before we get to Michael, that there are some communities where this will be on the ballot Tuesday.
That's right. And the handful of communities that are courageously standing up and saying no to this measure, the state has allowed a mechanism for essentially a people's referendum in that local community as to whether they want to overrule their local official's decision on this matter. It's interesting that the state does not have referendum when it comes to matters of state legislators, but they're allowing a referendum when locals say no to marijuana.
Very interesting. Well, Michael, the big day is here. The yearly Friends of the Family Banquet is tomorrow. Hard to believe it's here already at Hershey Lodge. This year's guest speaker needs no introduction, former White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany. What do you hope people who attend will take away from this event?
Well, the first thing is I hope that they see what a great guy Jason McGuire is. We're wonderfully welcoming Jason to our event. Looking forward to having my colleague from New York State join us there.
Awesome.
And hope to introduce him to our friends. But we always try to inspire hope, because ultimately our hope is not in the political process or anything else, but in the praying people that God will intervene on our behalf and God will make the difference. The answer is really in the gospel. We're sort of occupying and making a difference in these issues, which are vitally important, but ultimately our hope is in God.
All right. Of course, there's more information about the Friends of the Family Banquet and all the issues we talked about today online. Michael, you have a wonderful website. Where can folks find out more?
PAFamily.org.
And learn more about those five ballot proposals on Election Day fast approaching, Jason. Where can folks find out that?
AlbanyUpdate.com.